What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 33 of Late with Nate. Now, I wanted to do something a little different today. I'm gonna start off on a positive note and leave it as like a positive manifestation time capsule, you know, like just leaving little bursts of positive energy to come back into the universe in some shape or form, right? But I just wanted to take the time to say that I am grateful for all of you. You know, I have been doing this thing for about a year and a half now, and it feels great. I'm starting to get my little mojo back. Feeling optimistic a little bit, you know, not over the top crazy. But I'm feeling a little like, maybe it's something up there, you know, maybe, cause I have been in a bit of a rut. So I'm trying to, you know, push myself to, you know, see my potential again. But one thing I have been very proud of is the fact that no matter what I've been going through, I have stuck it out with this podcast. And I just want to thank all of the new followers and the new people that come to listen. I know I say this all the time, but I am so fucking random. And I appreciate people who appreciate random people. Because I, you know, I have many marketing agencies and groups that I try to get advice from. And one thing that I stayed true to was my podcast. Like, I addressed it when it came to my music or my marketing online. But when it comes to my podcast platform, specifically just speaking, I just wanted to be me. You know what I'm saying? Everything else can be edited and adjusted and fit for the demographic. But when it came to my podcast, I didn't really want to be a specific type of person. I just wanted to be a little bit of everything. Because I think that's what life is about anything. Right? Anyway, you know, it's a little bit of everything. A little bit of good, a little bit of bad, a little bit of crazy, a little bit of boring, a little bit of happy, a little bit of sad, a little bit of insane, you know, it's everything, you know. So when you hear me and you hear my life, you'll be like, you know, it's very up and down. It's very much wavy, like water. And I just wanted to be able to kind of express that unedited self of me. I feel like social media in general, it pushes you to be this alter ego of yourself. And at some point, you know, you have to be yourself, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to make sure that when I started off my career and whatever that was, that it was authentic. So I appreciate you guys for sticking with me and appreciating my authentic randomness. I really do. That means the world to me. Again, thank you to all the new followers and listeners. It really motivates me to keep going. I'm gonna tell you that, because like I said, I have been in a funky little rut. Actually, around the time, I say right after my birthday, really, like once August hit, August of last year, I had just gotten into this funky rut, and I stopped doing TikTok, and, you know, it was getting, not annoying on TikTok, but, you know, you got all that fake attention, and it was cute at first, and then it got kind of, like, repetitive, and then high demand, and it was like, ugh, But at the same time, it was, you know, with all the bad people, you had a lot of good people too. And it was like, it gave me something fun to do during the day. So it was really nice. And I felt energetic and more motivated to do stuff. So I really want to give back to that. I just want to, one, I got to make sure I stay within the guidelines of TikTok, because of course, you know, I went sexual because sex sells, but it worked because, you know, I went mini viral and stuff like that. I already explained it about the podcast, so I'm not going to bore the old listeners with the same shit, but scroll back and you know what you're not. But anyway, I just been in a rut since August, and I'm really trying to get, you know, kick myself in the ass and like, come on, get back up. You all right? You got this. You can start again. But like I said, it's really me just doing other projects. A lot of people don't know this about me. They think, oh, Nate doesn't do anything. He doesn't want to do anything. I have a lot of ambition. I just move very slowly, and I'm very fucking cautious. And because I'm not a big social person, I don't have a lot of connections. So when I do things, it's me doing it, so it takes time. But yeah, I have a lot of ideas. Like, anybody who's been an OG at a podcast since the beginning knows that I was trying to do music and this podcast. I'm still writing, but again, I was, you know, taking a break, and then I got in a rut, and then I just got stuck. And then, you know, I'm also trying to possibly get into modeling. I don't know, like, I hear a lot of people say, you know, I have a nice physique, at least from the thighs on up, because they don't see my legs, they don't know about that part. But I have been getting a lot of tattoos lately, and if you guys want to see them, check out my OnlyFans, go to my Instagram, click the link in the bio. My Instagram is Late With Nate. That's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, I've been getting a lot of tattoos, and people think that, you know, I have a sexy body. And I just thought, you know, what if I got into modeling and started like modeling clothes? Or I don't know, I wouldn't be a straight up porn star. Like, again, I do have an OnlyFans, but I work for myself. And I make my own money, so I like that. I don't want to be working for another company where I'm just paraded around in front of a camera, told what to do, and thrown a little money, you know, to the side. Like, no. I'm not a $2 hoe. I can make my own shit, which I do. So I'm proud of that, because it gives me that independence. But I definitely could be, like, one of those sexy-ass models that could, like, do, like those magazine photo shoots and like the fancy clothes, and I don't know. I just feel like maybe I could do more with me than I give myself credit for, and I want to utilize my body while I still have my youth, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I got a lot of projects, but for right now, again, musically, that's a lot of fucking money. Trying to do casting calls for modeling. It's just, yeah, I'm not spending that type of money. And I don't know people right there. So that's just a no right now. But it's a thought. It's there. You know? And a lot of people get ideas, you know, if I just, like I said, if I get back on TikTok, maybe I'll get, you know, people that'll be like, oh, you want a model? Because you look good. You know, you got all these people that like your body and everything. So I don't know. I don't know. I just, I just really want to stay focused and find little pieces, little moments of happiness, you know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you guys. Thank you guys for rocking with me and being with me this whole time. I really fucking appreciate it. I'm proud of myself every time I make a new episode. I really am. Because it's just like, okay, look at you, you stand true to what you say. You honoring your word, you know. That's self-love right there. So it's just a little more ease off my shoulders. It's a little more ease off my back. I feel accomplished. I know it's something simple, but it's the little things that keep you going. And I just want to say to all my followers, thank you so much. To all my listeners, thank you. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I just wanted to take a moment to be grateful and just also manifest positive energy only. Only just for a second. I know I can't be positive all the time, but just for a second. Goddamn. I wish for protection, light. I wish for clarity, and I manifest love, unity, peace, you know what I mean, like, all that good shit. I really do. Because I want to get started. I want to get started on new projects. And I want to get that mojo back, because it's something about when you are creative and you get up every day and you have a new idea and it's like, ooh, I love that. I really do, because it really motivates you to like block out the rest of the world and just focus on what you like to do. It's just, yeah, I want to get back to that. So I'm really going to buckle down tomorrow. And in the morning, I'm going to do it. Seriously. And I'm putting it out there right here. I'm manifesting it right here. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to do it. I'm not gonna let you guys down, because I'm not gonna let myself down. So now I really gotta do it, because I said it like that. But it's all good. Because I mean it. I really do. I've been dragging my feet for a good 2 weeks now, and I'm sick of it, because I know I need to get back on the horse, you know what I'm saying? And I know I need to stay motivated. I'm not giving up. I'm just sitting too long. You know, it's like, okay, come on. And I know I'm doing that, so I'm putting it out there right now. Tomorrow, I'm gonna get off my ass. And I'm going to start writing again. But I think it all buckles down. I think it all buckles down to I'm scrambling. You know how you have an idea or something, and then it changes, and now you have to adjust. But it changed so drastically, you have to change the whole, like, narrative. Feel me? Therefore, it throws you off. And that's where I've been at. I've been stuck for quite a bit. But it's been a little too long in my taste. Like, this is crazy. But I guess I should stop beating myself up about the process. You know, because I assume, oh, okay, it's supposed to take this amount of time, and then I can do it. No, it don't work like that. Like, nigga, this shit don't work on your time. And I know that. It's just that sometimes I know that I can sit in something for a while. But I've been getting a lot of manifestations of time don't wait on you. You have to move on or you'll be stuck in those moments forever. So I've been having a lot of like those Instagram ads, because I listen to a lot of like workout stuff and motivational quotes and speakers and stuff, because I need that. I need to see that on my feed when I get up in the morning. Because sometimes I'll get up and, you know, you just be depressed. It's like the first thing you think about is what you thought about before you went to sleep. And it might not have been a pleasant thing. And now you're right back there. And it irritates me, because I'm be like, damn, why do I do that to myself? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to get out that rut. I'm trying to get out that rut. But I'm making up my mind tomorrow in the morning, I'm gonna do it. Because my next episode, I'm gonna tell you guys my progress, and there will be progress, because I manifest progress. I manifest it right here, right now. What's up? Should I gotta turn my light on, child? Also, contrary to what I'm doing right now, I will not be smoking anymore during the daytime. You guys got so scared. He was like, what? He not smoking weed no more? During the daytime. I'm trying to save money. One, because I'm trying to save. Two, I get tattoos, so that costs money. Three, I got bills. Four, I got responsibilities. And five, I have myself. Okay, so that's a full-time budget. So I'm gonna have to curve it. I'm gonna have to curve it for the nighttime, light time. You know what I mean? But I'm enjoying myself for the last time. I'm making a lot of new changes tomorrow. So this is gonna be a test, because I might be irritable the next time I make an episode. But I might make the episode like after 9. A lot of times I don't make the episode by after like 8 p.m. I don't know why. I just don't. Sometimes I make them really late if I didn't feel like doing it the day before or the next day. Most of the time I try to do them in like the afternoon or the evening. Like right now it's like 6:20, so really 6:19, but by the time I get done talking it's supposed to be 6:20. And so I don't know why that was so irrelevant, but this more explains why I'm not going to be smoking during the daytime. Because, bitch, I'll be having a whole thing planned out of topics, and then I'll be rambling half the time. So, that'd be the bullshit. But you know what? Y'all appreciate it anyway, so what the fuck am I complaining for? Because I got that Capricorn moon, and I'm over here overanalyzing shit, but I need to just be adjusting to my Cancer sun and go with the flow. But I ain't trying to do that because I'm trying to be too fucking idealistic and structured. But it pays off because I need that discipline too. I really do. Because, bitch, I would overindulge with my Cancer sun. You know, we'd be overindulging. So I'm grateful for my Capricorn moon because I have a lot of discipline. You know, and then my Taurus rising is just, he's fucking awesome because Cancer and Taurus get along anyway. So there's always going to be this love with myself. Because I swear to God, I appreciate who I am as a person so much after the pandemic hit. And the older I get, the more I appreciate myself. Because I just see how people's lives be fucked up off dumb choices that they make when they're young. And they think ain't nothing gonna happen to them. And then when they get our age now, or you in your late 20s and 30s, shit, all that shit you did before is paying off. And I look at my life and yeah, it's boring as hell, but I'm grateful for it. So I feel like there's always gonna be, no matter how insecure I may be at times, I'm always gonna have this love for myself because I know I stayed true. And that's what I'm saying, that's what I love about my earth. My, you know, out of my big three, I got Capricorn moon and Taurus rising. So it keeps my water very structured. It keeps him very disciplined. It keeps him safe, and I like that. You know, it comes at a risk at times because I'm too cautious at times or cynical. But due to my disability, it pays off because it keeps me out of situations that I would normally ignore because I'm trying to be egotistic. Because again, I'm July 22nd, so I'm still a Cancer Leo cusp. But see, that Earth in me is what keeps me controlled. But see, that confidence is what I also need, because sometimes being a Cancer, we be too insecure, and we don't take enough chances, and we come off as weak. So that my cusp energy gives me that confidence, and I stand my ground. But you hear what I say, I stand my ground. So I stand, my values, my morals have always stayed the same. And I really fucking appreciate that about myself, because I feel like I'm an authentic person. You know, I may lose people based off, you know, how they feel about me, or I may lose people based off my idealistic views, but I'm still me at the end of the day. I didn't change, you know. And at first, I want to say that to say, that doesn't mean that I can't be adaptable. Because as you know, Cancers are very good at being adaptable. Like, I can adapt to any situation. It's just that I'm not about to tear away at my character to do so. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have limitations. So I just feel like I will always have this level of respect for myself. Like, I may speak down on me to make a, like a self joke. So it's like, if you talk about yourself, then somebody else talking about you is not gonna feel as bad, or they won't even talk about you because you already slammed yourself. You feel me? So that's just me doing that at times, and then I kind of laugh at myself, so it's not so serious. But yeah. I will always have this respect for myself, and that respect will always be love, because I appreciate who I am, even if others don't, you know. And I'm just so glad I get to say that authentically, like for real, not just saying it to be saying it. Because I remember, I don't know, it could have been when I first started the podcast too. I used to say, you know, I love me and stuff, but I didn't really feel it back then. I really wasn't. But man, you know, every hardship I go through, it really does make me appreciate myself more and more. And it's just like, wow, I really appreciate being an old man and a Krusty Krab and staying in my little shell. You know, I appreciate the own self-peace that I give myself. Like, I'm able to be in my own space and my own peace. I don't need a bunch of people around me, you know what I mean? Like, some people can't be alone. And as much as I be all, like, romantically, you know, I don't want to be alone. I can be alone. Because, child, when I need my space, I need my space. And I know how to respectfully leave you alone. I'm not going to be fucking with you. You know, I love that. I love that about me. And I guess I needed to go through these hardships to see the value in me, because it's one thing to, like, okay, say you're a good person, but then you see other people and then you, like, compare and you be like, I don't do that. I wouldn't act like that. I wouldn't do this. You know what I mean? So it just makes you wonder, like, oh, wow. That is a good thing that I do. You know, even though I beat myself up about this, that, or third, it's like, wow, you do carry yourself all right. And I really do appreciate that. I really do. I really do. So, another positive thing to put into the podcast, self-appreciation. And Lord, it's going to be a struggle not smoking during the day anymore, because the next thing I wanted to talk about was, what the fuck is with these Uber and Lyft prices? Bitch, why was it, and I kid you fucking not, I had to get a tattoo. I got another tattoo yesterday. If you guys want to see it, go on my OnlyFans. Boobity boobity bop. And I had to get a tattoo. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon. Tell me the fuck why I was trying to get a Lyft. And if I wanted that bitch, you know, right away. You know, not like 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. If you wanted it within the next 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Why that bitch say $75? $75. Okay? $75 for just one way. Not there and back. One way. I'm spending $75 to go one way. When originally it was $30. If I wanted to go one way, it was $30. So you mean to tell me I'm spending over double than I was to go there and back? And now I'm spending over double and I'm just going there one way? What the fuck was that about? So my cheap ass, I waited 20 minutes. I went down there and it was like, you want to wait 15 to 20 minutes, I say, I surely will. I take the least amount, and it went down to $45. I said, hi diggity damn. And then I was like, I know you fucking lying. I sat here and went back home or whatever, and I'm thinking like, oh shit, it's about to be another 75. And then that shit went back down to $30. So I'm like, okay, yeah, this is the normal motherfucking price. But still, I spent $15 more than I normally would have. And this shit was already expensive. You already spending $60 to go there and back. And I was okay with that because I'm already spending money on a tattoo. So it's cool. It's no problem. It's on the other side of the city. So it has to be expected. But not any higher than this already is. I'm like, they really tripping. And the only reason why I got it for $45 was because I waited for 20 minutes. So that shit was crazy. Thank God I planned ahead. I'm not those kind of black people. I mean, don't get me wrong, I be late for stuff. I've been late for stuff. But I also shit, I'm sorry, I lost track. Right when I said that, I just had a memory and it just stopped me from talking. Right as I said I'd be late for stuff, it made me think about when I was a kid and I used to tell my mom, oh, you know, when you were a kid and they had those, like, those no tardy rewards, or you get, you know, in trouble because you were tardy. And I used to be like, you know, the school is serious about that. I need to get to school on time. And she would purposely, like, get me to school, like, 5-10 minutes late. Or right in the building, right at 8 o'clock. So by the time I ran to the building and ran to my classroom, I was late. And she did it on purpose. She really did. I know it sounds funny, but now that I know how she really felt about me, like, she did that on purpose. Like, she was being mean. But I know it sounds funny. It's like, oh yeah, mom was being funny, but I really got in trouble. Like, I would get detentions because I would be so tardy all the time. And then one time, I had got so many tardies that they ended up suspending me. Because she just kept dropping me off like that. And then, you know, you get all excited in the new year because, you know, your slate is clean. You know, you got a new year. You can start the year off fresh. And she would always fuck it up because, but that would be my fault because I would be too vocal about it. I'd be talking about it. So I literally gave her the ammo to shoot me with, you know. But I will, I'll be making more episodes about my childhood. Again, I'll be random, but I'll definitely get a little bit more real. A bit more raw. Whatcha? But yeah. I don't know where I left off in that random ass thought, but I just, I think at this little period of my life, I've just been processing a lot of stuff, and it's just a big blur, you know what I mean? But I'm ready to get out of the funk. And really get back out there, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to think about everything. Everything's going to remind me of something, but that don't mean I got to stop living. You know what I mean? I really got to get it together. Bop, 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 bop. Now, lastly, what I wanted to talk about was, I know I said I was going to talk about something spicy next time, and surprisingly, we've been talking about for 35 minutes. Oh my God, I have. See, this is what happens when you plan out what you're going to talk about, because I was much more structured. Had time to ramble and everything. And we right on motherfucking gotcha. Wow. Okay. But anyway, sorry, that's the analytics in me. I'm over here talking about blah blah blah. Anyway. So I wanna end it on a spicy note, because if you guys sat through 35 minutes of this shit, then you deserve to hear something spicy. And then this is how I know the motherfuckers watched the video. This did a video all the way through. Because this is almost half. This is almost over. And if y'all bitches was really listening, thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, I said I was going to get a little spicy next episode. So I was going to talk about when I was 19 and I had my first threesome. Yes, I said first. I know I sound like a whore, but shit, I was trying to live a little bit after I got 18. Because here's the thing, I didn't have sex until I was 18. So I really wasn't out here doing anything. And then I had like 2-3 years where I was just like out there living. You know, I wasn't being stupid. You know, I was making sure I got tested. I was clean. Stuff like that. I just was living a little bit. And I had, basically, let me restart, because if I say it, if I say it how I say it, it's not going to make sense. And another story of which I will call them, I don't know, Mommy Chronicles. I was going through some shit with my mom. She threw me out. And I went to this shelter. And then the shelter ended up taking me to this it's like a youth program. It's a bunch of young teens, 17, really about, really 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I have to say about that. And we're all like troubled youth trying to get back out there, and they give you shelter, they give you food, but most importantly, their goal is to push you to, you know, get a job, get some money. So yeah, they are gonna need your information after one point. I mean, you stay there for free for the first month. But then after the first month, it's like, okay, we need your social, your information, We need to be able to get money for you. Because if we, you know, tell the government, okay, he's at a shelter, they'll give us a check. And then we can get the money and you can pay to stay here. And basically that's what they, you know, that's what they do. And then whatever else, whatever you eat, and you know, that's paid by the government, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they have programs and stuff in there. That was one of the reasons why I was at Camp Crispin. I mean, not Camp Crispin, Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. I actually made a episode about that already, where I performed a song that I wrote, and that was 10 years ago. Yeah, going on 11. But yeah, I was at that placement and they had a program going on, and I tried out for auditions, and they said, you know, why don't you sing your song, why don't you perform? And I thought I'd go downtown, it's like sing in front of a little crowd, you know, because it's basically like a little lounge, and it's you know, you just go in there and you're singing, and people are drinking their little drinks, and you know, and it's grown-ups, you know, it's grown-ups. So it was very nervous, but I surprisingly did my thing. I got emotional once I got off the stage, but I surprisingly did my thing up there. But yeah, that was that was the time. But yeah, so I was at the placement and I was talking to this girl online, and we was really chatting it up because she was really, you know, just digging into me. You know, she wanted like a gay best friend type thing, you know what I mean? And so she was like, we were really bonding because we were around the same age. And she could, you know, we was bonding over like childhood traumas and shit like that. So when, you know, we hang out a couple times, you know, go up, you know, because sometimes they let you leave and you can, you know, go hang out during the daytime, especially during the summertime. Like, you didn't have to sit there and be in the building all day. Like, you could go out and relax, go play basketball, stuff like that. So we sitting in there, and, you know, one day, she's like, oh, you know, I'm going to call my friend up. The next time, you know, you can come out and hang out. You can leave for a couple hours and come back. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. So I go get permission. He's like, yeah, you can leave, but be back, you know, in a couple hours. I'm like, okay, cool. So she called her friend, and he pulled up in his car. And so she was like, you know, I'm gonna work something out, and then he gonna go to the store. And while he at the store, I'm gonna let you know what's going on. I'm like, okay, cool. So basically, you know, we are of age, you know, we all, I'm 19, she 18. We all, actually, no, she was 20, she was older than me. Yeah, she was older than me, I forgot about that. She was older than me. So I make it look like I'm really out here doing something. Sometimes I'd be laughing at myself, because what? But yeah, she was like 20. Yeah, because I was like, yeah, because I kept I kept laughing because I was like, oh my God, girl, you can almost drink. I can't do nothing. Yeah, I still gotta wait a year. So, yeah. So she was like, she going to cry. She's talking to her friend. Now, mind you, you know, she flirting with him or whatever. And mind you, let me back up. We you know, we have been talking or whatever. And, you know, at the time, you know, I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. You know, I like girls and boys. I just want to. But really, bitch, I was horny. Like, I had, my first time was with a dude, and it was a really bad experience. So, I had a period where I was like, well, maybe I'm bisexual. And so I realized that mentally I am. Like, mentally I'm bisexual because I really am attracted to a woman. Like, I think boobs are sexy. It's just fucking her vagina. Like, that doesn't do it for me. Like, maybe if I met the right woman. But no, because at the same time, I'm so worried about making a baby with the wrong person and then being stuck with that responsibility because of a mistake. No. Or he was just horny. No. I don't see how straight people do it. Because I would not be out here having sex with all these women. I mean, it look good. But it's so many women that get abortions because, oh, I can't let the world find out that I got you pregnant, so you got a poo-poo. What? So, and then honestly, I know I'm gay because when I looked at my first porno, I noticed a girl. She was thick. She had a fat ass. But I know when I look at niggas, like, my heart be racing. Like, when I look at dudes, like, I get flattered. Yeah, like, I feel the way I should with a girl. But if a naked woman was standing in front of me, I would admire her beauty. And I might even get half, I might get a half of a trophy. Just a half, just like a little arousal, because it's like, ooh, a naked body in front of you. But is it going to be boing, boing, hard, ready to fuck? No. It's just going to be like, wow, you're beautiful. You know? But I don't know. But what to say all of that, just because I'm not fucking your pussy, that don't mean I'm not sucking on your titties and doing anything else. So, basically, we get to the hotel. Well, basically, she talks to the dude, because let me back up, I'm talking too fast. And now I gotta speed this up, but I'll be able to do it within like 5 minutes. So basically, we get to, she flirting with the dude. And we get in the car, he introduced himself, I introduced myself, and we go to the liquor store. He's over 21, so he's the only one that can go to the liquor store. So that's why she was like, I'm going to talk to you in the car while he goes to the liquor store. So he leaves, goes to the liquor store, come back. I mean, no, that's all right. He leave, go in the liquor store, and she talking to me in the back. And she's like, okay, so I told her we wanted to have a threesome. But the gag is, she told him that I was straight. Like, I want to have sex with her, and only her. And she didn't tell him about the gay thing or nothing, like the bisexual thing or nothing. So I had to like play it off, you know, in the beginning before we got to the hotel room, because it's like, you don't want to be coming off too gay. And I was like, bro, why he had to insist? You know? So I hope I said that right. No, but so I'm like, okay, cool. So he get back in the car, he got the, you know, the liquor, whatever. And we go back. We go to a hotel, and we get the cheapest hotel. It's so raunchy. The place was barely clean. I was just like, this is why. And I swear, I was looking at it like, you know, I'm living a little bit, but this ain't for me. Like, doing this all the time, people just being whores. Cause I pay attention to detail too much. You gotta have a level of carelessness, for real, not to be doing stuff like all the time, anywhere. You know what I mean? But it was okay. At least when we went in the hotel room, it was clean. We made sure we checked the sheets. Everybody did. Cause we was like, bitch, we is not about to be naked on this bitch. So we go in there, whatever, and I mean, this nigga was fine. He had some muscle tone. He had dreads. Now, mind you, this was when I was 19, so I didn't have my dreads back then. I didn't have my dreads at all, actually. And this nigga was so fine to me. I don't know if he had went to the gym or something, but you know how you go off like that, that testosterone smell, not too cray cray, but just enough to give you that little ooh, like you smell like a man. Oh my god, I don't know if I was horny or if that nigga just smelled good, or if it was both, but that shit was so hot. Like, I don't know. He wasn't even doing nothing. Like, he was just sitting there in his boxers. And I was just like, goddamn, I want to suck the fuck out of his dick. But, you know, I gotta play it cool. Like, I'm straight or whatever. And so, she get on the bed, and we chilling. Now, I start, you know, she take off her bra or whatever, and I start sucking on her titties and kissing on her stomach, you know, and licking her thighs and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm trying to get him enticed. So what he ended up doing, he get on the bed and, you know, he takes his boxers off. So now I'm looking at his bare ass and I'm like, oh my God, I just want to, you know what I'm saying? I swear that shit. But, you know, gotta keep it straight. So we sitting there, whatever. And, you know, he decided he wanna flip her over. So now she on top of him. And so now this is my perfect opportunity. Because what did she do? She turned around on top of him while he, looking at her stomach and kissing her belly button and shit. And he gave me a wink. So as she screwed up on his face, I know what she about to do. He about to eat her out. And while his whole crotch is exposed, you feel me? Like, I could just go to town. So that's what I did. She started around his face. And he was holding her body. So I'm like, cool. Because he don't got no boxers on. And I gave him head for about a good, I say about a good 60 seconds. And then he was like, nah, I don't like that. Like, he was like, nah, bro. I ain't down with the gay stuff. But I'm like, you let me suck your dick for an awfully long time. And then that was it. And we put our clothes back on and we went home because she got nervous. And I just laugh about it because it's hilarious. And on that note, we are on the last 15 seconds. And I thank y'all for rocking with me. I thank y'all for being with me. Peace. peace, love, light, good night.